From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of botanist Kathleen Sace, today's topic is heat dome, wild plants, and gardens. A few weeks ago, the Pacific Northwest was the focus of a heat dome, an area of prolonged, stable, very hot weather. People, livestock, wild birds, and animals died, as did fishes and aquatic invertebrates. Visible damage to native vegetation and gardens remains. Scorched orange needles and branches are apparent on all native conifer species. The heat set many habitats into summer dormancy weeks early. This impacted pollinators and birds, disrupting the food web. Needle scorch also slowed cone formation, which will impact seed-eating animals in a few months. Why was this event so damaging? Part of it was the timing. The Pacific Northwest is used to dry summers. Extreme heat that arrives between April and June hits plants during flowering, fruit set, and new leaf emergence. Many crops were damaged, and the plants that were not killed outright by the heat were stunted. Garden advisors suggest that gardeners not prune plants back now to remove the damage. Why? Because pruning in late June or July may trigger plants into new growth, and what if another heat dome hits? It may catch a plant in a renewed growth, and that can be fatal the second time. Better to wait, water, and see what the next few months bring for local weather. Early fall will be a good time to prune, fertilize lightly, and help your garden recover. For now, removing clearly dead branches and leaves is enough. Keep watering, best done in the evening so soil can soak up water in cooler temperatures. Use mulches to cool the soil. Better to wait until fall for pruning and fertilizing, by which time we should safely be past heat domes for this year. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.